this way. Stop giggling. They're gonna hear us. Well, maybe not back at the cabin. It's the perfect place for a Halloween party, isn't it? Straight out of a horror movie. Nobody there will hear us over the music, but do you really think we're the only ones who slipped away? No, not here. I bet if we stayed quiet and listened, we'd hear all kinds of things. Come on, a little further. I know a place. Shut up. I don't have my own makeout spot. My family had a cottage on the other side of the lake. I spent every summer in these woods. Over here. Careful. Don't trip. Those heels of yours were not exactly made for nature hikes. Oh, don't pout. You make a very sexy angel in those little wings and short skirt and white tights. You really wanted to stand out amongst all the slutty witches and sexy vampire girls, didn't you? Well, it worked, my angel. You got this little devil's attention. No, look at you blush. There's adorable angel. You were a little sassy with a drink in your hand and a girlfriend to back you up, but I like you far better like this. Out of your element. Vulnerable. Do you think she'll miss you? Your girlfriend. She looked like she was pretty into that pirate dude before we slipped away. Oh, I don't think they saw us leave. I don't think anyone did. Oh, Angel, don't look so nervous. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing you. It's Halloween. If you want to go back, we'll go back. No? You're sure? Okay, then. Just remember, there's a Halloween party full of people right back that way. If I get, too devilish, just shout and they'll come running. I promise to do the same. It's not too many frat boys. They would actually have our backs. Okay. We good? Yay. Come on then, it's just a little further. Watch your step. The ground slopes down to the clearing and... ta-da! Beautiful, isn't it? The moonlight, the ring of trees, the soft grass. No, don't walk out there yet. Why? Because I have something better in mind. Yeah. There's that blush again. What are you giggling about? You're shy. Shh. We have to be quiet to remember. There is no reason to be shy. You are beautiful. And by that slutty little outfit, you can't be that shy, can you now? Here, turn around for a minute. Trust me. Look at that clearing. It's oh so pretty, oh so serene, oh so... Oh. The zipper on your skirt got pulled down. However did that happen? I suppose there was your trick. Don't fret, Angel. Anything else coming down will be entirely your choice. You're giggling again. You're gonna get us caught. Keep it up, and I'm gonna have to find a way to make you be quiet. There's the sassy girl I first noticed. Oh, you don't think I can do it. Come here. I'm just gonna sit on this log. Now, pull my boot off. You'll need both hands. Let your skirt drop. Brave girl. Good. Now my other boot. Do you like my red thigh highs? I thought they suited this get-up perfectly. Take them off for me. Reach up my leg, up my thigh. God, your hands are warm. Now, hook your fingers under the hand. Slide it off. Now the other one. It doesn't go quite that high. Naughty angel. Slide it off. All the way. Now give them to me. Step out of your skirt. I don't want it catching your ankles. Take off those heels, too. Why? Because with your hands tied behind your back, you won't be able to use your arms for balance if you trip. Oh, look at your eyes sparkle. You're excited. And maybe just a little afraid. I won't do it. I won't tie your wrists. If you don't want me to. Really? Good. Then clasp your hands together behind your back. I'm just going to... There. It's not the first time I've DIY'd one. Oh, a whimper. I do wonder what other pretty sounds I could coax out of you. But we can't have you getting too loud. So, this other stocking was just going around your mouth. Oh, don't whip your head around like that. I don't want to catch your hair in the knot. There. And with your hands tied, you couldn't pull it loose if you wanted to. I did warn you not to make me find a way to keep you quiet. Now, however, will you call for help? No one saw us leave. Oh, that's adorable. You think I'm joking, don't you? No one saw us leave the party together. No one passed us in the dark. A scream might have brought someone running if they cared enough, but you can't scream now, can you? We're only a little into the woods, but they don't know the way to this clearing. You let a stranger throw a few smoldering looks your way, whisper a few promises, and you followed her out into the night against your girlfriend's back. And let her bind you. gag you. Oh yes, back away. Back away in those pretty little stockinged feet of yours. Back away into my beautiful clearing. The ground is a little damp, a little muddy. That might be why you can't walk anymore, because it's just a little sticky. What's wrong, Angel? Oh, wait, you can't tell me, but it seems like you're stuck. Like your feet are stuck. Is that it? Is my clearing that soft? A little gooey? Surely if you pull a little harder, you can get free. You may be dumb, but you're strong enough to do that. It's just a little mud. No. It really has you, doesn't it? Like glue. Like you. Packed up into glue in those silly little white tights. You wanted to stand out at the party, didn't you? And it worked, Angel. You have my complete, undivided attention. What? What's that you're saying? I can't understand you, sweetie. Not with my stocking in your mouth. It seems pretty ardent, though. What on earth could it be? Maybe that you're sinking. It's not just stuck. You are sinking into the mud now. You're feet, your ankles, those stocking-clad legs. You're sinking. You don't suppose that it isn't just mud you blundered into. I wonder if maybe it's something else. Let me think. Something sly and sticky and utterly inescapable. I wonder if it's quicksand. Oh, that squeal. Do you think so too? Do you think that you are stuck, sinking in quicksand? It's almost up to your knees now, staining your thighs. Can you feel the bottom yet? Is there anything under those pretty stockinged feet besides soft, gooey mud? No, I didn't think so. You know, you were right before when you said I had a make-out spot. I've brought others here. Pretty girls and beautiful boys. They've all ended up where you are now. Stuck and squirming and trying to get free. Every move they made, every twist of a hip or a yank of a foot, miring them deeper and deeper. They all cursed me, screamed at me, begged and bargained for me. But you can't. There is no release for you now. Not from your silence or from the quicksand. Not from me. Fuck. You're up to your hips. That's when you really know it's got you. You can't pull your legs up anymore. You don't have half of your body strength. You can only buck and twist from side to side while the mud just melts away under your feet and flows back like some horrible, heavy paste. And you can't even scream. When I've brought others here before, I'd always planned it at a time the cabins were empty, but with the party going on, we both have to be quiet. Oh, you didn't think I wasn't going to enjoy this, did you? I am so fucking wet from seeing you like this. Seeing you stuck and scared, so helpless. That's the word. Helpless angel, sinking deeper by the second, the muck up over your stomach, your ribs, touching your fucking tits. I should have figured out how to get you out the rest of that costume, but it's staining those pretty wings, Angel. Too bad you can't fly free, but you'll get to heaven soon enough, Angel. Fuck. I've got to stay quiet. I'm usually a screamer, you know. I screamed right along with the others as they sank away. Fuck. Quicksand's plastered against your tits, discovering them up, oozing over your shoulders. Is the fear really setting in now? Fuck. I'm close. You're getting close. Close to going under. It's squeezing your neck, touching your chin. It won't be quick either when you're under. Encased in my trap for you. Yes, tilt your head back. Tilt him back. Those fucking tears. Try to scream behind that gag. Try to scream. You're sinking and you can't get out. Try to scream. Coming. Going to be quiet. Look at you. Still there. With those tears-filled eyes. Are you floating? or is it just a little shallower? Are you standing up on your little stocking-clad tiptoes? How long do you think you can keep that up? A little longer, I hope. Long enough for me to find your girlfriend and convince her you need help. I think I'll tell them some brute of a boy has you, and we will have to sneak up on him so quietly. What's she dressed as? Oh, a harem girl. That's right. All those long silk scarves will come in very handy. You wait right there, Angel. I'll be back. Don't waste your voice screaming. No one is coming other than me. Shh, shh, don't whimper. Save it. Don't move. Not that you can.